This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like a free rip-roaring rocket. I have a handful of those. Anybody comes up, gives me a fist bump, says freedom, boom, they get it free. How about that? Yeah. Oh, look at the fist bumpers coming all the way. Help yourself. We are having a great time at Generous Jerry's Fireworks. Exit 60, south of Fargo, Frontier. Remember that. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. Come see us. But, of course, there's locations all over. And it is their 48th year. I just saw somebody leave here with a Suburban that had absolutely no room in it for anything other than the driver. I'm kidding you not. Nothing other than the driver. Because it was full of fireworks. And that's what I call celebrating freedom. You can do it here at Generous Jerry's. We'll be talking more about it as we go throughout the day. My name's Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is manning the controls on this Independence Day. We're so thankful for you, and thank you for listening and chatting about freedom today on the program. And I've been asking the question, freedom? When I say that, freedom, what's the first thing that comes into your mind? Freedom. Just tell me. 800-228-0550. We're going to talk to a freedom poet, a real live freedom poet. I believe one of America's greatest scholars on the Founding Fathers, because he talks not like an academic would in a symposium, but he talks about it in a real sense. Mark, the freedom poet, will be here in just a moment. Fred and Wing was chatting with us a little bit about Donald Trump. Didn't care for something that somebody shared in the way of a comment last hour, and wanted to rebut that a little bit. Did you come see him, by the way, Fred?
I couldn't go. I had a commitment, but I thought it was great. I thought it was great that he come to North Dakota. And when you light that big old cannon bomb, whatever you're buying, filling your Suburban up with, just say in your face, Heidi, I can't be in your face. We're standing for freedom. We're gonna blow these fireworks off. And every time they blow up, we're gonna say in your face, Kent Conrad, Earl Pomeroy, all those guys that passed these laws that hurt us out here. We had laws to protect, like when you light off of fireworks. You're responsible for starting a fire or anything. Like last year was so dry, you had to be careful. But we already have laws to cover it. They just want one more law all the time that says you can't do it here, you can't do it there. They're always nibbling. When I light them fireworks off tonight, I'm going to say in your face. And regarding Mr. Trump.
And we should. I know you well enough, Fred, to know that when you say in your face, you don't literally want this to go off in their face. But trust me, we're in the silly season. Where a high five isn't a high five, and we hide from such things. So I want to make sure people realize you're just talking about, you know, hypothetically in your face, like, there you go. Nothing actually physically directed at any of the people you're talking about, correct?
Absolutely. I'm sorry. That was kind of a bad way to put it. But in the same token, I do mean that when I light that, I have the freedom to do something that's explosive, that's a little bit dangerous, and I have the ability to do that in this country, and I see people trying to take everything away from us using our government, our laws. And when I say in your face, I mean that we are going to get rid of some of these secondary laws. There is laws that protect us against people who would be destructive with these things, and all the laws are there already. So when I say in your face, I say I'm going to fight against all these little laws that take away our freedom. And I'm directing it at the Democratic Party and people who want to take it away. Now, Mr. Trump is trying to restore what was good about America again. He has dedicated his life since he knew that he was a sinner in his younger days, and he's repented, and he's trying to make it better with multi-millions of dollars that he spent on his campaign. And look how hard he's working. He's working so hard to get rid of regulations, to get rid of these secondary laws that just nitpick at us. You know, a couple of them that come to mind, I won't be able to, you know, the e-log on our semi-trucks, the abortion issue, all these things that are so-called laws that take away real freedom. And when I light that fireworks tonight, I'm going to say, thank you, Mr. Trump, for repealing this stuff, getting rid of regulations. When I light my fireworks tonight, I'm going to say, in your face, Democratic Party, we have to defeat you. We have to defeat this Democratic Party because an organization is more powerful than just a few liberals out there.
I would say to anybody listening, if you agree with everything you just heard from Fred and Wing, that you should do everything in your power to have the same amount of passion and action that he does in taking this on, because this is fighting for the country you know and love. I mean, when you've got a party on the other side who wants to, you know, fund sanctuary cities, and Heidi Heitkamp voted against the effort to stop sanctuary cities, okay, number one. Number two, wants to abolish ICE. What they want really is open borders, and then once they get across the border, no defense of our laws. So that's what we're up against. That's why it matters, and that's why you need to pay attention, no doubt about it. Fred, keep up your great passion. Thanks for the call today, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks to Manny and you for working on Independence Day. Thank you, guys.
Well, Todd's a little chap that you left him out.
Todd was there last night. Thank you, Todd, for telling us where the storms were. That was wonderful.
Mr. Weather, right there.
Yes, happy to help.
Exactly,
yep,
right.
Thanks, Todd.
Take care. Appreciate it very much. So without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Mark, the Freedom Poet. Hello, sir.
Hey. Happy anniversary of individual freedom given by God to all the people of the world with guts enough to take it, seize it, hold it, and maintain it.
Do enough of us cherish it?
No, and so much of it is because of so much ignorance. I saw a gal on TV last night with a big, our founding fathers had slaves. I don't like our country. Well, our founding fathers gave us the very word that were created by God, and our rights come from God, that Abraham Lincoln, the latter-day founder, was able to apply to Irish Catholics that the Nolan Party was trying to destroy. And, of course, slavery. 4 million men in bondage in America because of the Declaration of Independence, because of the Revolutionary War, because of the first Congress of the United States of America, because of the Bill of Rights. We abolished slavery for the whole world. And so we were the champions of liberation because of the Declaration, because of the 4th of July. Yes, and besides that, Sam and John Adams and Ben Franklin were adamantly opposed against slavery even then, but the king wouldn't let them stop it. Even George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, who had slaves, regretted it and said it was wrong. But they planted that seed.
Yeah, and that's, you know, unfortunately... I don't know that ignorance of this. Somehow we need to apologize for America, or, you know, I mean, it's just incredible that people think that way. Do you think a lot of what this is when I ask you whether we cherish it enough, is it generational? I mean, in other words, does your generation cherish it more than my generation? Does the younger generation behind us, is it just less and less important, do you think?
Well, it's less and less important for the people that are ignorant. I have grandkids that would die for freedom. We've got people all over the military, the 1-3% of Americans that really understand our Constitution. It's transcends generation. But what we have had is intentional ignorance, where we've got curriculums that don't include the founding fathers and their true vision and focus on slavery rather than the brilliance and the price of freedom. So it's generational in as much as each subsequent generation has been ignorant of the magnificence of this one unique country. So my task and my job as the Freedom Poet is to teach. What would Abe do? Because he was the latter day saint of the founding fathers. And what was in the heart of George Washington and Patrick Henry and these guys? They were incredibly gifted. The 56 men that stood up against King George, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. We need to have that zeal. And the American soldiers that are in Afghanistan or in ICE standing in the border risking their life and the contempt of the new socialist, the International Socialist Party, which seems to be taking over the formerly Democrat Party, these are great people standing for the maintaining of a Republican form of government. And we've got to educate every grandchild, every child. We've got to contend to teach the Constitution and our true history. in schools and in forums and in churches all over this land. And I would love to be, I'd love to be speaking every night, you know, maybe sit 5 nights a week, seriously, now that I'm going to be 73. You know, I got to slow down sometime.
Yeah, by the way, before we let Mark go, we're going to have him give his telephone number. So if you have a group or organization you want him to speak at, he does a fabulous job. I'll never forget one time my son and a buddy of his over, and Mark told an incredible story about the bulletproof George Washington, which is an amazing story, and there's books written about it. And, you know, they were riveted. These are teenagers, right? And they are absolutely just absolutely 100% riveted. It tells a great story and a great speaker for any particular event you have coming up. Great patriot, so remember that. We'll take a short break here and come back with more with Mark the Freedom Poet. If you have a question or comment for him, it's certainly welcome as well. I want to tell you, too, our friends in Watford City have a great deal. There's a lot of summer left. And if you go up to Watford City, we're going to be up there next month for Rib Fest. That's always a great time. A lot of great events. But anytime really is a good time. Just a little weekend getaway or whatever. They have great hotel accommodations. And there's so much to see. North Theater to Teddy Roosevelt Park. Best view of North Dakota. Check with participating hotels. Ask for the best of the West rate. You'll get 10% off their best rate. Watford City, we'll see you there.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. We're live at Generous Jerry's Fireworks, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Remember that. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. And the good folks at MyPillow have designed, have built, Mike Lindell invented a pillow that is incredible and will improve your sleep. Absolutely proven to do it. You get the best deal of anywhere, of any of the promo codes you see anywhere with us, because you get to pick from anything they sell and get up to 50% off. 800-506-9028. Check that out at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Could you use some sleep, Mr. Breyer?
Not at all. Just
no?
Get started, Scott.
Come on. It's tough business, this fireworks. You're going 24-7.
Not at all.
You don't sleep, do you?
Not this time of year.
No. Just part of the game?
Don't need it.
Now, can you repeat what you yelled over there in the corner a moment ago? What was what were you yelling?
Yep, that was one of our every 30-minute half-off specials. That was on one of our fountains, the Wired Fountain by Black Cat.
So tell, you can't say it again, everybody will run over there, I guess, right?
I think so.
But he's got a megaphone, ladies and gentlemen, himself. He's a megaphone, and barking out specials. Every 30 minutes, different specials, right?
Every 30 minutes, we pick something up off the floor, and for the next minute, and minute only, that item is half off.
Yep, so those are gone, and there's others as well. But lots of half-off savings. What is selling more than anything this year?
I'd say our artillery is definitely a popular item. Got lots of different really great artillery. Like Jerry was saying earlier, the product is just getting phenomenal out of China, and the effects are just incredible.
The duds are gone, right?
They're gone.
No more duds.
No.
All right, what else would you recommend? If somebody came in right now and said, hey, I want to do a good family show, you know, the grandkids coming over, want to just do a fun kind of a show for the grandkids, what would you say?
Sure. Well, I'd start them in the fountains. You know, something that stays on the ground, maybe to, you know, warm up the show a little bit. But then I'd lead them over to the multi-shots. We got a really great deal. Buy four, you get the fifth free. Lots of great selection here at Generous Jerry's.
They last a long time, too. I mean, you put on a good show there because they go up one at a time. So
absolutely.
It's kind of nice.
So do the fountains. Yeah, some of those last, you know, three, four. One of them's 5 minutes long.
Yeah, that's 5 minutes
in
a box. You can't beat that. All right. Thanks a bunch, Drew. We'll chat with you later.
Sounds good.
Drew Breyer from Generous Jerry's. Stop by. We're at the Exit 60 location, I-29. That's Frontier across from Walmart. Back with Mark the Freedom Poet, Mark Skogerbo, who'll go anywhere, anytime, if it means he can help spread freedom. And I love it. You have a favorite founding father, Mark? I know that's kind of like asking me my favorite child, and probably you too, but...
There was a man that transcended all four decades of our founding, from the French and Indian War all the way to the first presidency, unanimously elected twice, unanimously elected by the Continental Congress to be our general, the man that presided over the Constitution Convention, the greatest man, in the world since the Apostles, George Washington. And I wrote a poem in my book, To America with Love, A Song and a Sword, called The Bulletproof George Washington. Could I share it?
Of course, I'd love to hear it. And this is a great story. Everybody should know it.
From an early age, he knew how to start and end each day in private Bible meditation, down on his knees to pray. His love for Holy Scriptures and faith in God quickly grew until the things he hoped for became the things he knew. Ambushed by Indians in 1755 was young George Washington. He had no chance to remain alive until this bloody day was done. The chief knew George was the bravest of them all, told all his braves to fire, and surely he must fall. One shot 11 times, another 17. God's Holy Spirit chose to intervene. The chief said, your enemies cannot kill you, and a great nation you will build. But he had a revolution to fight through ere his destiny could be fulfilled. God carefully chose George Washington as he'd chosen Moses of old. To lead an oppressed people to the promised land foretold. He brought America freedom, and they wanted him for king. But he gave them a republic. 'Tis liberty's favorite thing.
Wow, that's beautiful. That is
Thank
great.
You.
Do you
and I always have some of them. My publisher said he found two more boxes of that book. So I'll go anywhere and have those for sale. My number is 612-237-1516. But probably easier is Mark M. Freedom. MarkMFreedom at AOL.com, and just say, hey, let's talk about coming and seeing us sometime.
All right, I'm going to have you give those numbers one more time in a moment here. Folks, grab a pen if you want to jot that down and have Mark come to an event that that you're doing. What about Abe Lincoln? What was Abe Lincoln Washington like?
He was so much like George Washington. He wanted to emulate him. On his way to his first inauguration, he stopped in Philadelphia. And he said, everything that I am, all the political knowledge that I have, emanated from that building. And he pointed at Independence Hall. He was then asked, and on George Washington's birthday, he spoke at the Independence Hall and said he would lay down his life for every word that emanated from the, you know, from the Independence Hall and the Declaration. Once he was asked to do a eulogy about George, and he said, "I could no more add luster to the sun than add anything to the greatness of George Washington, the father of America." And he truly believed first in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of the Americans. And as Light Horse Henry Lee said upon his passing, he venerated George Washington. He studied George Washington. He had a book of George Washington that he got from a neighbor. And he read it, and the rain spoiled it, so he had to go and pull sod for three days to pay for this damaged book, and then he got to keep it. So he tried to be like George.
This is dangerous because people that suffer from TDS, also known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, will try and say that I'm comparing George Washington and Abe Lincoln to Donald Trump. But, 200 and some years from now, how do you think we'll look at Donald Trump?
Well, Donald Trump has shown by his choice in judges, he has now replaced one-eighth of the federal judges, and of course Gorsuch, and is about to announce a historic thing on Monday. He has shown in his governance that he has a deep respect for the Constitution, every bit as deep as both George Washington and Abe Lincoln. The one area he's a bit deferred is in his bombastic carriage. Both George and Abe were profoundly humble yet incredibly strong. But he's in a different time. He's in a time where the press is so earnestly against him, and he's dealing with people with nuclear power like a little rocket man and Iran and Putin. So I think he is a man for our time. And he's faithful to the Constitution.
A man for our time. Boy, if that isn't true. How do folks get a hold of you? Tell that number and email address
please
again.
Please let me come and share with your children and grandchildren. I make the Constitution simple, and the stories about Abe will make you laugh. 612-237-1516. I'm Mark M. Freedom. MarkMFreedom@AOL.com. MarkMFreedom@AOL.com is how to connect with me. Or if you really get lost, check with Scott. He can always get a hold of me.
And your voicemail is full, just so you know.
My voicemail is 612-237-1516, and I will clean it out.
Because I know your phone's going to ring a little bit, and you're going to want to get a few of those messages. See, so you.
That's right. So,
yeah,
so that'll be my next task after I hang up. And before I light up any of those patriotic fireworks that John Adams said we need to do every year,
So John Adams
John
suggested
Adams
fireworks.
Told Abigail, from now on, we're going to have explosions and songs and bonfires and explosions and cannonades and gun firings in celebration
good,
of this
good.
Great 4th of July.
I know where you can find them. We're at Generous Jerry's today on What's on Your Mind. Find a Generous Jerry stand near you. More after this.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really they'll be 100 years old in the next couple years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going
to
feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House continues to deny it, but the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee says Russia did interfere in the 2016 election, and it says so in a bipartisan report released on Tuesday, which agrees with the U.S. intelligence community, saying Moscow meddled in the election purposely to help the Trump campaign. After days of increasing calls by Democrats for immigration and customs enforcement to be eliminated, President Trump says at a speaking engagement last night,
when it comes to ICE and Border Patrol and all of these incredible people that you've been reading about who are doing an unreal job, we want border security. We want security in our country. We respect ICE.
He was speaking in West Virginia, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Signing the Declaration of Independence, 55 men signed the Declaration, knowing full well what they signed was their own death warrant. In the eyes of King George, this was treason. And the British have no sense of humor. Treason was punishable by hanging. One of the signatories was a fellow named Charles... Oh, good grief, I can't remember his name now. But anyway, he signed it, and he said that, they said that, well, you know, there are so many of you in Virginia. Yes, his name was Charles Carroll. They said, there's so many Carrolls in Virginia, they'll never find you. So he went back and signed under it, Charles Carroll of Carrollton. He says, now they'll know which Carroll to come and arrest. Because these people had the feeling that they were going to be arrested. So there you go. And God bless our president. Have a nice day.
Same to you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. If you don't already have it on your calendar, do me a favor and take a look at where you're going to be next Tuesday. And then whatever you have on there, scratch that off and make a plan to come up to Botineau. Actually, we'll be at the Botineau County, Renville County, Farm Bureau, Antler Edition. So we're going to be up in Antler. You got to go a little ways from Botineau. But it is for the Farm Bureau of Botineau in Renville County. They have their annual membership dinner. It's a free steak dinner. That's all you need to hear. Free steak dinner. Okay? Come on up. Need some great information there. A great time. We'll be broadcasting live from that beautiful Memorial Park there. Mark it on your calendar. All right? It is next Tuesday. We'll be there. Less than a week away now. Hardly wait. Been up there a few times and enjoy it very much. Should be great. Let's see. I have a couple of texts, and then we're going to get to our next guest. Happy Independence Day. All in caps, too. Todd would say, why are you shouting? Love your show, guys. Please put a sincere thank you to all that help us keep our freedoms. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Seriously. Good reminder. Who keeps us free? Right? Sort of like the Second Amendment. I need to know I have that so I can defend all the others. It's important. Abe Lincoln's vice president was a Democrat. We forgot about the word compromise, says a listener. Different time, but I hear you. We certainly have interesting times in which we live. We the people will stand up to these people who hate our way of life and tell them, we will not run from you. we will be silenced. We are patriots. We are proud Americans. We are Americans and proud of it. We the people stand up to this. Stand up to people who hate our way of life and tell them we're not going to run from you. We'll not be silenced. Forgot a knot there when I read that back the first time. Fred says Fred was right on. Fred called in from Wing earlier. Fred was right on. Freedom, says another, it can't be given, only taken. Freedom will not maintain itself. It must be fought for. The cost of freedom is paid for by the investment of sweat, tears, and too often blood. Freedom, not valued, will be taken away because the antithesis of freedom is tyranny, and tyranny never rests. Poignant, folks. Very good. Happy Independence Day, says another. I was at the pro-Second Amendment march. It was great. Jamie for VP. Jamie for VP. Why is Todd the Radio God protesting his MyPillow? He was on the air all night. Oh, is that an all-night protest of the MyPillow? I get it. I get it. Now I get it.
I was wondering where that was going. Okay, now I got it.
A small definition.
That's good.
That is good. A small definition of freedom, says another, is the 20th Maine Regiment successfully defending Little Roundup outside of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 155 years ago yesterday. Also, Ulysses S. Grant capturing Vicksburg, Mississippi, and ending the fighting there 155 years ago today. Hey, we heard from a historian. I love it. Thank you very much. All right, keep those texts coming. Freedom. When I say it, what comes to your mind? Let me know. Let's talk to our next guest, who's helping folks celebrate freedom with Rodeo Days. We go on for a couple of days. And Jonah Cravens is here. Jonah, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are y'all on this beautiful 4th of July?
Doing fantastic. Are you a native North Dakotan?
I am not. I'm a native Oklahoman, actually.
Just kind of joshing with you there a little bit, because I could just pick up a little bit of that, just a little bit.
Yeah, picture her saying "Oofda" or something like that, you know.
Actually, Oklahoma's a lot like North Dakota. I've been there a few times. I love it. The people are fantastic. The rural, flatter areas look like our rural flatter areas, and the ranchers.
Western Oklahoma looks a whole lot like Western North Dakota.
Yeah, it does for sure. Well, this is fun. North Dakota's largest rodeo, and rodeo is a big deal. In North Dakota is on. Today's the last day, right?
Yes, it always ends on the 4th of July. We close everything out tonight with a huge North Dakota's biggest fireworks display. And the rodeo's been going on since Monday night, and it's been great. In fact, this rodeo started 10 years before North Dakota became a state. Started 139 years ago.
Is that great or what? Talk about a tradition. Oh, my gosh. That's really cool.
Everybody's downtown right now celebrating the big Independence Day parade. They've got activities going on all day long, and then the rodeo final performance of the rodeo starts tonight at 7:30.
All right, so last chance to see the rodeo 7:30, and then the fireworks obviously tonight. What else is going on today?
Oh gosh, they have the Art in the Park festival that's been going on for years, and that's in downtown Mandan. There was a 5K run this morning. The parade's going on now. There's pancake breakfast and free steak feeds and baseball and everything that you think of when you think of Independence Day. It's going on in Mandan today.
They end up fixing things up from Art in the Park and get everybody taken care of after the storm damage?
They did, and then God bless everyone in Mandan. Last night, after the smaller July 3rd fireworks that we have at the rodeo, we got another 3/4 inch rain dumped on us. So everybody's drying out again today. We're kind of feeling, at least it was no big storms, but it's kind of feeling like Groundhog Day. Every day we wake up and there's a whole lot of mud that we have to try to dry out before the rodeo starts.
I don't know how they do it in Oklahoma, but when that happens in North Dakota, we just say this, we're North Dakotans, we can handle it. We're done.
Absolutely.
Right? Pick it right
absolutely.
Up. Yeah, we're going to be A-okay. Yeah.
Well, when you're from a rural state, you never curse the rain because we always needed it. You might kind of curse the timing, but you don't want to curse the rain.
No, exactly right. So how's the attendance been, by the way, this year?
It's been really good. They cleared out our stands, the first night we had a storm roll through right before their last section of bull riding. And we had full grandstands until then. And then we had to ask people to leave the bleachers because of its lightning. And we have a huge stadium set at the, it's at the Speedway here in Manan. So a big set of aluminum bleachers. So we always have to ask everybody to go beneath the bleachers if there's lightning, because we certainly don't want people sitting on metal with lightning nearby. But other than that, we haven't had an empty grandstand at all.
That's fantastic. Glad folks are embracing that. What you know, what's more American, what's more North Dakotan than rodeo days?
Absolutely. And we hand out a little individual American flags to everybody who comes through the gate. And last night was our Patriot Night celebration where we honored our veterans and our military. We did some fundraising for the Bismarck Cancer Center and then the Canines for Warrior program. And our biggest part of that fundraiser ends tonight. There's still time to buy chances on a raffle. We're raffling away two rifles and a diamond and turquoise necklace.
Nice. All right. Well, last chance today. Get in there. And has it always been on 4th of July? Rodeo Day is always going way
yes,
back?
Yes, it started 139 years ago, 4th of July picnic pony races. And it's always been on the 4th, and for years it's been the rodeo has been the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Incredible. So there you go, folks. A chance to participate in what has to be the oldest 4th of July celebration, Independence Day celebration, even before there was a state of North Dakota. In Mandana Rodeo Days. Jonah, thanks so much for chatting with us a little bit today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about some things that are happening.
Yeah, it's a great family outing, so we encourage anybody who's close enough to Mandana to make it to the rodeo tonight. They'll really have a great time.
All right, good to talk to you, and all the best for a great final day of this year's Rodeo Days.
Thanks so much.
All right, that is Jonah Cravens joining us on What's on Your Mind. By the way, if you have another event somewhere, anywhere, wherever you have something happening today and want to get a plug in, don't be afraid to call in and shoot us a quick plug so folks know about what you're doing. 800-228-0550 or text 367-2054. Drew Breyer is here. Drew is the grandson of Jerry Breyer, who is a generous Jerry. And so your dad is part of the operation. It's a family operation, right, Drew?
My dad was originally, yes. Not so much anymore, but yeah, the three of the four sons and a daughter. Yep, still a family-run enterprise.
So three sons, one daughter, all part of it, and this is just what you do on the fourth, huh?
Absolutely. Yep, been doing it since I was about 12.
How many grandkids do you know?
Oh gosh, not sure off the top of my head.
Is it a few?
Yeah, but they're all working.
All working at one of the generous Jerry stands. So. Hit one of those stands, and you can find them, folks, all throughout North Dakota. And that would be, of course, Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Williston, Devils Lake, Dickinson, Stanley, Valley City, Wahpeton, Tioga, and Park River as well. So there's some Minnesota stands, too, in Bemidji, Cloquet, Virginia, and Park Rapids. Is all of the product the same? I know the Minnesota stands are different because things are different in what's legal in Minnesota to sell, right?
So they're different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep,
but otherwise, all the North Dakota stands, everything you talk about, they can find anywhere?
The best product direct from China.
Wow. And we were talking earlier with your grandpa. Duds are a thing of the past. That doesn't happen anymore.
The product's awesome.
Yeah, because they get really, really great product.
Yeah.
If you had to go with $100 now, what would you buy?
I would go with one of our awesome assortments. One of them that's real nice is the Jumbo Jane. That's about $80 of stuff from the store. You've got Roman candles. You've got some fountains in there, some multi-shots, some ground spinners. Good grab bag of stuff. It's $80 of fireworks for $49.95. So then you'd still have $50 left over. I'd probably go with the multi-shot finale.
Yeah, big doozy.
Yep, maybe one of our shell racks.
Yeah, no, that's a good deal. And if you want to just get something simple, quick, and know it's going to be great, those assortments are fantastic.
Absolutely.
Thanks a bunch, Drew. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, Scott. Thanks.
We enjoy it very much, our chance each year to come celebrate Generous Jerry's longest. Anybody's been doing this on the retail side in the entire state of North Dakota. Kind of neat. More after this.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks.
At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's kind of nice to have a Wednesday, 4th of July. You know, you ease into the weekend a little bit. There's a lot of folks shopping here right now. It is looks like a Saturday at the supermarket, right? Or at the stores that sell T-shirts that say Impeach 45 that I think I won't say their name anymore. Why give them free advertising anymore, Todd? I'm done.
Yeah, really? No kidding.
Sell Impeach 45 shirts. Sorry.
Well, okay, wait a minute. It wasn't they weren't selling them. It was third-party people that were selling them on their website.
That's like saying, well, yeah, well, we sell a loaded gun and we put it on the candy shelf there next to the checkout. But, you know, somebody else sold it to us. We just put it on the shelf. I mean, come on. Don't you think that's kind of a weak argument? Can't use that.
Yeah, a little bit, but.
They're selling it, for crying out loud. I don't know. Let's see. We have a couple of minutes left here. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bill is on the road again. Bill.
We don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that, but I'm after. Hello? Yes, hello. How are you, sir?
I just wanted to call
and wish you a happy 4th of July, and I hope you're having a great day and a great weekend, all your listeners.
Todd, does this sound like who I think it sounds like?
It sounds like him, doesn't it?
Bill, are you speaking at for the 4th of July here for, you know, $1 million somewhere in North Dakota?
Well, you know, the thing is, I don't want to say where I am, but we spend a lot of time on the road, Scott. I gotta say, I know my wife still misses me, but her aim is steadily improving. So,
I could see where you'd need to. So, when you said we on the road, I was assuming that she was with you, but it sounds like you're
No.
So, do you talk to her when you're?
It's just our team on the road. I haven't talked to my wife in 3 weeks. I don't want to interrupt her. Trust me, neither do you.
Yeah, interrupt her in what? Self-destructing?
Honest to God, she never stops talking, man. I swear, kill me now, really.
Well, this is
I got to tell
surprise.
You, it was really funny. About a week ago, my girlfriend accused me of cheating. I told her she was starting to sound like my wife.
Your girlfriend. Wow, some revelations here. We have breaking news, Todd. Are you rolling on this? Might be making the news.
I am.
Yeah.
You guys are married, right? Yeah, I mean, you have a message. You're married, correct?
Yes.
I mean, for example, does this ever happen to you guys? I mean, the other night, my wife said, she said, I look fat. She's like, can you give me a compliment? I told her she had perfect eyesight, but...
Yeah, that would get you in a little bit of trouble there. Yeah. So, do you stay in touch with folks that you your staff or members of Congress? Are you kind of keeping up?
I do. I stay some of the circles. You know, in fact, the other night, Joe Biden and I. You know, Joe Biden.
Unfortunately, I'm aware.
He and I were talking about our wives, and Joe said, my wife is an angel, and I said, you're lucky mine is still alive. Kill me now.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, what a surprise. That was very kind of you to check in with us. I know Todd likes it when former presidents call in, so it's good program.
Well, I'll tell you, sure. I just want to say a happy Independence Day, and I'll tell a high five Hillary you said hello. And you guys keep carrying on.
High five Hillary and high five Heidi. They're bosom buddies, so, you know. I mean,
yeah. You did not want to be in the same room with those two women. I'm just telling you right now.
They talk a lot, or what is the problem?
Well, there's talking, and then if you're disagreeing, there's death and humiliation. It's bad.
A little vitriol comes your way for not agreeing.
You don't want to buy into that fight. I'll tell you right now.
I got it. Yeah. Well, Bill, travel safe, and I hope you got a pair of sunglasses on so you don't get noticed anywhere you're stopping.
I'll tell the girls you said hi and happy anniversary and happy Independence Day. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. Good day to be in North Dakota and celebrate. Glad you decided to spend it here with us. We appreciate you, Bill. I'm pretty sure Bill Clinton had to have been him.
What? Independence Day. What day is it? Independence Day, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Bill might be having some wine, too. I don't know, you know.
Maybe.
Long day. That could be.
He's celebrating.
That was very bizarre. That's what that was. Hey, anything could happen on the radio.
Oh, no, real live radio, folks.
I'm going to leave you for a couple of days. And we have some relatives coming in from Norway. Like I mentioned that yesterday on the air. And so we're going to be picking them up down in the Twin Cities tonight and getting them all the way to a reunion in Minot. Have a few stops in between. And so I'll be back on the air Tuesday from Antler. So remember to come on up to Antler.
So is Bill co-hosting or hosting, rather?
We should have asked him. You could have. Exactly. Daryl Leese and John Trandum and I think Ed Schaefer's taking a day. That might be a day later, but I can't remember. I think Ed might be doing a vacation day I have planned in August. So anyway, a couple of days off and be back at it with you on Tuesday, but you've been good hands with Todd and these wonderful guest hosts as well. And really, just if you would, please do me a favor. I appreciate so much all the comments we had today, all the texts, all the the 2 cents folks put in on freedom. Don't take it for granted. Just spend a little time doing something you never do and ponder some part of all the wonder that is the United States of America, all the things we can do. And, every one of you, every single one of you within the sound of my voice, present company included, we've won the lotto of a lifetime just being born in the United States of America. So be thankful for that. Understand the blessings that brings. And it takes a little time to just step out of your day-to-day bubble and think about that. It's pretty amazing. God bless you, one and all. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Burley, McHenry, Morton, Foster, Sheridan, and Cass counties, and farm equipment and retirement auctions in Steele, Bowman, Cheyenne, and Carson, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.